Hello Scorpio, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, March the 31st and the whole week ahead. Beautiful Venus moves into your seventh house of love and she's the goddess of love. You can look it up in my book, You Can Change Your Life. Venus in the seventh house. This is bliss when it comes to relationships. If you've got someone in your life, if there's somebody already occupying your heart, wonderful. Things can only get better. And if you've no one to share your life with, then over the next few weeks, get out and about and do whatever you can do to attract someone into your world. And here's your Sunday stars. There's a number of things which you just need to relax about. I'm talking very much emotionally. Issues, anxieties, and those demons which cause us so many concerns in our own midnight hour. In the middle of our sleep, we wake up and worry. This is a perfect time over the next couple of weeks to slay those demons, to fight your dragons. And the way to do it is by being very rational and logical about things. Here's your Monday stars. The power that you've got in the planets around you now is fantastic. They show such fortitude. What you need to do now is concentrate on learning something new. Study, knowledge, education, all of these things are good because your mental capacity now to do something that demands complete dedication and diligence is amazing. So if you want to learn something that's going to make your world a better place, start now. Here's your Tuesday stars. A lovely, sympathetic, compassionate energy flows around your stars. This is great for volunteering to help a charity or a body that means something important to you. Any kind of organization that is altruistic and helps those who are less privileged than you, that's where you should be directing your energy now. It will be so rewarding and worthwhile. And here's your Wednesday stars. Now, lie low a little today. Don't do anything just simply because you want to get something out of the way. There is an oppressive air around, and it normally comes from people who speak too much, talk too loudly, who are extremely boastful, and that's what you need to be careful of now. Somebody around who throws their weight about. Bide your time, your day will come to get even. And here's your Thursday stars. Remember what I said earlier in the week about concentrating on learning something or doing something new and being diligent and dedicated with your mind? Well, the aspect you've got now means a little bit of a humpback bridge. You have a little bit of a confidence issue. But don't give up now. You're on your way to succeeding where you never thought you could. And you're going to surprise a lot of people. Just use today as part of the learning curve. And here's your Friday stars. Well, if you've got to buy something new, especially when it comes to anything electronic or technical, today's the day to do it. Whether it's a cell phone, mobile phone, whether it's a personal computer, whatever. But if it's going to help you to achieve other aims, and it's money well worthwhile, well spent. But only get something that you're definitely going to use. Too many buttons and gizmos may turn you off.
This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.